Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 18th of January, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Well, Amazon's starting the new week out with a lawsuit. Yes, a new lawsuit filed by Higgins and Burnham is alleging that publishers pay high commissions and other costs directly to Amazon. As you probably guessed, being the fact that this is publishers, this has to do with their ebook division. And of course, by paying these high commissions, it in turn increases the retail price of ebooks sold on the platform. Now, in the lawsuit, they're claiming that five publishers account for about 80% of books sold in the U.S. And they're saying in the lawsuit it's a conspiracy to fix the retail price of ebooks, which it argues is a violation of the antitrust laws. Now, if Higgins and Burnham sound familiar to you, it might. Remember Apple? Yes, they did a little rumbling in the courts with Apple too. And Apple actually lost that lawsuit, agreeing to a $450 million settlement. And more than likely, we'll probably see the same thing happen this time. Hey, got a Belkin portable wireless charger plus the stand special edition out there. Belkin says, stop using it. Yeah, there's been a recall on the power bank charging stands due to a manufacturing error. What's the error? Well, apparently the thing will explode. Not in the sense of an explosion, but definitely a fire risk. Yes, Belkin says the defect can cause the charger to overheat and malfunction. Now, currently there hasn't been no injuries or property damage reported yet anyways. And if you got the thing, well, take it on down and the company will give you a full refund. The model code, by the way, is the WIZ003 and has the 10,000 milliamp hour power capacity on board. If you want to make doubly sure on your product, you can cross-reference its serial number located at the back of the battery pack. Still waiting for your Mustang Mach-E? Well, keep waiting. Yes, apparently Ford is saying there's been a bit of a delay when it comes to the new Mustang Mach-E. In fact, some people are reporting that their delivery dates have been pushed back more than a month. And we all, of course, are familiar with the Mustang from Ford. But this is their first dive in the electric car market, of course. And as far as what's causing the delays, we've reached out to Ford, and Ford has said absolutely nothing. But we have heard from people on the inside that they're just performing extra quality checks to make sure everything's really ready to go when the customer receives their car. And finally, get ready to enter Microsoft's Black Mirror. What am I talking about? Well, this is some futuristic stuff that's going to make you go, whoa, really? And then also scare the hell out of you. Now, how would you feel if maybe one of these days you're chatting with, say, a chatbot, and the conversation seems familiar to you? Well, it might be because the chatbot might be one of your loved ones that's already passed on. Oh, yeah, this is science fiction coming to reality. Microsoft has filed a new patent for creating a conversational chatbot that's actually part of a specific person. Now, basically, Microsoft noted that the social data of a person may be used to create or modify a specific index in the theme of a specific person's personality. They went on to say that the special index will be used to train a chatbot to converse in the personality of that specific person. That specific person, by the way, is already dead. Now, how Microsoft says they're going to do this, they will access the person's social data, say their images, even their voice data, social media posts, electronic messages, even handwritten letters. Yeah, this is getting creepy. Then, of course, AI will peek its head in here and create the personality index based pretty much on that person. Yeah, that's why I'm saying Microsoft's Black Mirror. If anybody's seen that show, it's pretty much the same thing. The only difference is the show actually took it to a different level, actually recreating the deceased person's body. But hey, that may be the next step for Microsoft. If you got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. For everything happening with the British Tech Network, well, head on over to our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, you can find us on Facebook, too, and give us a like over there at British Tech Network. Follow us on the Twitters at British Tech, and join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, let's get this week started right. Have a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.